The Ukrainians intend to hold several rallies in Brussels in the coming days. Tensions are rising in the homeland. Russian President Vladimir Putin launched hostilities and declared war on Ukraine. Now, Ukrainians in Brussels demand that the West impose immediate sanctions. Everyone knew it would happen, but Europe has forgotten about our sufferings. I was born in Ukraine, and my whole family lives there. My sister, my parents, my aunt and her family. They live in the west of the country, near the border with Poland, but everyone is worried about what will happen next. Irina Kapko moved to Brussels in the 1990s in pursuit of love. Today, she lives with her family in Hisingen, located in the outskirts of Brussels. She is the Brussels president of the Association of Ukrainian Women of Belgium. Will Putin stop in the east or go further into the country? Personally, I think this is just the beginning. Everyone is mobilizing. Volunteers are looking at how they can help the military with humanitarian aid, Kapko said. We knew it would happen for 8 years when there were no sanctions. Marta Barandi. Marta Barandi, president of Promote Ukraine. I'm going to write another letter to NATO this week, said Marta Barandi. She works in Brussels for Promote Ukraine, an association that seeks to put Ukraine on the democratic map through rallies, advocacy, and independent reporting. Ukrainians in Brussels are not shocked. We knew it would happen for 8 years when there were no sanctions. The full text is available at brus.be.